opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You have tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win.
You don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
When the righteous rule, when the righteous rule, the righteous rule, the people rejoice. The Bible says, when the wicked rule, the people mourn. They mourn. That's what the Bible says. And we have reason to rejoice, and we have a little bit of reason to mourn. Because in the last week or so, 2 weeks, we've had some righteous rulings coming from our courts, and we've had some unrighteous or wicked rulings. So we're going to talk about that today on the Mark Harrington Show, your radio activist and voice of resistance here behind the microphone once again. And I just returned from Chicago, where if you've been paying attention to the program, we launched Project Weak Link, the official launch of our project to expose the waste haulers, the Planned Parenthood's waste haulers, Stericycle, in the Chicago area where their national headquarters are. And if you've been listening to the program, we have several phases of this. And we began the boots on the ground phase, where we went into the neighborhoods, the communities of the CEO and the board of directors of Stericycle, to expose their evil deeds, that they are enabling the abortion giant Planned Parenthood to kill babies by disposing of aborted children and throwing them in landfills. That's not my opinion. That's been verified by our own Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine in his report on Planned Parenthood. And Planned Parenthood themselves have verified the fact that Stericycle is picking up and transporting and dumping babies in landfills in the state of Ohio. So our goal is to hopefully get them to cease providing that service, so to speak, for Planned Parenthood, because we believe it's one of the many weak links that we can sever, if possible, and create another impediment to Planned Parenthood. And that is, if they kill the babies, they got to figure out a way to dispose of them. And it makes it harder. And fewer companies want to be affiliated with Planned Parenthood. Fewer and fewer companies want to be collaborating with Planned Parenthood because of the Center for Medical Progress videos and some of the bad press that they've been getting over the last year or so because of their involvement in the sale of aborted baby parts. So we launched Project Weak Link. And then quickly, the day after the canvassing of these neighborhoods, I got a phone call from Stericycle's attorneys telling me that we were going to be, that they were going to go into court and try to get a temporary restraining order against our efforts, against our outreach. And that's where we bring in my good friend Tom Brecka and the Thomas More Society, the pro bono law firm out of Chicago, who are representing David DeLeiden and the Center for Medical Progress. And now they're representing yours truly and Created Equal, because once this happened, I got on the phone and I called Tom and Peter Brain and I said, listen, I need some help here. They're trying to stop us. So, Tom, thank you for being on the program.
Well, very glad to be with you, Mark.
So let me take it from there. You know, you got the phone call from me, and I know this does, this happens probably fairly often with you, as you get phone calls from folks like myself who get in trouble. Good trouble, though. It's all good trouble.
And then well, we specialize in trouble, Mark.
You do. You specialize in bailing people out of trouble. It's all good trouble, though.
Well, we cause a little, too.
You do.
It works both ways. We've been representing pro-life folks for going on more than 20 years. The Thomas More Society has been around 20 years, but I started 10 or 11 years before that with Scheidler and the alleged racketeers. So you've
been around and helped a lot of us, and I appreciate your support. So let's talk about this this temporary restraining order and the specifics of it, and you know how it all went about, and then this Monday when we were in court. Just for the sake of our listeners, explain what Stericycle was trying to do with the TRO.
Well, just to be blunt, in a nutshell, they were trying to suppress your protest, which was very, very effective, well-staffed. I salute you. You had a core of young people, wonderful, attractive young folks with leaflets going through the neighborhood and leafleting, and you had a truck going around with a big sign, you know, showing the CEO and alleging that, you know, as is the thrust of the campaign, that this Fortune 500 company, this is a massive company operating in all 50 states, apparently, you know, that they were engaged in this muddy and awful and really obscene commerce. And yet they've been denying it. In a very strange way that just didn't really add up and make sense at all. And as you said, you know, your attorney general in Ohio had documented the throwing the waste into landfill. The waste, can you believe it? Human beings remains into landfills, and Planned Parenthood had even responded that they turned over their fetal remains to landfill. So they were trying to get the judge to say this was an invasion of privacy, depiction of the CEO of this big company in a false light, that he was a bad man when really he's a, quote, respectable citizen. And in this very posh community in Chicago, you know, this Lake Forest, if you read The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald, that wonderful American novel, you know, this is supposedly where his ancestors came from. So you can imagine the kind of neighborhood and this kind of publicity was, it really stung. So they were claiming everything but libel. They didn't claim that you were not telling the truth. You know, I mean, the law, and that you shouldn't go door to door. And yet they didn't claim trespass. Frankly, you have the right to go door to door. These are established fundamental rights. And they hired the biggest law firm in Chicago, one of the biggest in the country. And we were thrilled when the judge followed the law to the letter and they fell flat on their face. TRO, restraining order denied. And yet they still say they're going to amend their complaint and come on again in a couple of weeks. So maybe they'll see the light of day, Mark, but if they do come on again, well, we think we'll make short shrift of the entire lawsuit. It only magnifies your impact that they shout so loud about this.
My guest is Tom Brekka, and he is the chief counsel and president of the Thomas More Society. And folks, you can go to the website of the Thomas More Society by going to thomasmoresociety.org. That's thomasmoresociety.org, folks. And I will say this several times during the program, there is no better law firm in this country that's representing pro-life, free speech, and other issues. And I don't ask people to support many things on this program, but I can tell you this. They deserve every single penny, and they're outgunned when it comes to the financial side of things. But I know Tom and Peter and the rest of them are fighters, and they're in the battle, and they fight to the end, and they're defending David DeLeiden, too. And we're going to be talking about that as well here on the program. So, Tom, so, okay, so we've got this amend. They're going to amend the complaint. June 2nd is the next hearing, so to speak, if we get to that, to revisit this question of a temporary restraining order. I, like you, think to myself, these people will be smart to drop the case because this has now made national news, where before, if they would have just left us alone to do our business, who knows? I mean, we may not have gotten the type of publicity that we got. So they kind of stepped in it in a way. You know, I don't want to be in court. I don't like going to court. I'd rather be out on the street. But, you know, when you have this happen, sometimes, you know, God's got other plans.
Well, let's see what they do, Mark. And, you know, and by the way, thank you for your very kind words. And let me just say there are many other fine lawyers around the country doing pro-life work. And no one group can do it alone. And
no, that's true.
We're happy to work shoulder to shoulder with other folks, as well as with wonderful activists like you, and who really take the pro-life cause to the streets, because, you know, our problem is not that we don't have a good message or that we don't present it effectively. It's just that if you have a good product, you need shelf space in the market. You can't, if your product is not on the grocery store shelf, nobody's going to buy it. And that's why pro-life activism of the kind that you're doing is vital. We need people to pay attention when what they do is, I call it the ethic of the averted eye. They want to look away, and Stericycle's been getting away with this mm-hmm. for however long they've been building up their Fortune 500 company, and I think it's about time they were called on it. And I think whether they pursue the case or not, that's the real issue. Are they going to see the light, or are their consumers going to see the light and drop them?
Right.
And
we have plans for them coming up, Tom. As you know, we're going to resume the campaign soon. We'll be on the street in the neighborhoods again. The truck will be rolling. We have other plans as well as we unfold this. We're in it for the long run. I understand Stericycle is, you know, they're the Goliath here. We're David. I get it. But, you know, if you look at their position publicly, they say they don't pick up aborted babies, but it's basically a semantic ploy. They say, well, we don't pick up complete humans, including fetuses. That's in their contracts. Well, we all know that fetuses killed by abortion aren't complete. They're dismembered. They're decapitated, disemboweled, and that's how they get around it. Like you say, the averted eye. And they've gotten away with it way, way, way too long, and we're calling them on it, and I think it puts them in a really tough spot with Planned Parenthood, with the public. This company, it's Fortune 500 on the S&P 500, nationally known, traded on the on the New York Stock Exchange. They don't want bad publicity, and that's what we're going to give them. That's a guarantee. We're going to give them that. I'm talking to Tom Brekka, the Thomas More Society's chief counsel, talking about the Stericycle case and Project Weak Link. When we talk to him on the other side, we'll talk about the Center for Medical Progress and the lawsuits against David DeLeiden. We'll be right back.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Lila Rose of Live Action.
I just wanted to say that I stand 100% with the efforts of Created Equal, with getting the truth visually out to students on campuses and inspiring them and equipping them to have that debate with fellow students, to encourage them to really question their support for abortion and encourage them ultimately to see the humanity of the unborn child, the violence of abortion, and ultimately to join our side, which is the winning side, the side of life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 432-30. Your gifts are tax deductible.
We're ready to fight here at the Mark Harrington Show and Created Equal. That's what we do. We will not back down ever to the baby killers, to the those who profit from the sale and of baby parts, those who kill children for a living. We will not back down. Folks, if you want to go find out more about Created Equal, go to createdequal.org. You can click on the Project Week link icon and find out more about that project. There'll be more coming out on that. This is a busy season for us. We've got a gigantic year ahead of us with all of our college and high school outreach, as well as the conventions coming up this summer. So we've got a lot going on, and folks, we're going to be calling on you to join us on the street and also in prayer and financially over the next coming months. So this segment, I want to try to accomplish two things, Tom, if you would. The first is in February, David DeLeiden, which hopefully most of our listeners now know, is now a national figure, more or less, as the investigative journalist that uncovered the dirty deeds of Planned Parenthood selling baby parts, was indicted by a grand jury in Houston, Texas, for, believe it or not, okay, now this guy's a whistleblower. This is what, you know, whistleblowers do, but he was charged with falsifying a government document, that's basically a fake ID, and charged with attempting to purchase fetal tissue, which of course he never did. He posed as a company and somebody who was going to buy fetal tissue, but he never purchased it, yet he was charged with attempting to purchase it. Bring us up to speed as to where we are with that indictment, Tom.
Well, two indictments, one for felony and one for a misdemeanor. The felony punishable up to 20 years, Mark.
Wow.
Just yesterday, our counsel in Houston, our co-counsel, Terry Yates, premier criminal defense lawyer down there, filed a motion to quash, that is to suppress, both these indictments. Those motions will be presented when we go back down to Houston, I think, on May 8th or maybe it's the 9th. I've got to check. I'll make sure to get it right. And, you know, we expect the judge will throw them out. And, you know, now if he doesn't throw them out or she doesn't throw them out, believe me, we'll be back there with a very aggressive defense. But what we're arguing about here is improper misbehavior on the part of the prosecutor before the grand jury. It was a grand jury set up to investigate Planned Parenthood, and its term expired, and then they, without getting authorization, started up again. A holdover, we call it, and without authorization, they flip-flopped and ignored Planned Parenthood, never called a single Planned Parenthood witness, and came down with these politically motivated indictments. So, and they also, Mark, were conniving with the Planned Parenthood people. The lawyer for Planned Parenthood boasted to the press. He was quoted. This is attached to the motion to quash. Say we're in close contact, working, you know, over the details with the prosecutor. And he shared details with us. Well, grand jury proceedings are, by law, supposed to be secret, completely secret. So this and other admissions show that it was really an abusive effort here, and we hope the judges will throw it out.
My guest is Tom Brekka, and he is the president and chief counsel at the Thomas More Society. Folks, go to thomasmoresociety.org. That's thomasmoresociety.org to find out more. I started the program by saying when the righteous rule, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, the people mourn. Unfortunately, there in Houston, it looks like the wicked are ruling that, at least the grand jury situation. It looks hopeful that you might be able to reverse that and get that thing thrown out. However, there is another situation with our good friend David DeLeiden now, and that is just last week, David's apartment in Southern California was raided by agents of the California Attorney General's office, who seized some of the unreleased video and some other private content. Now, these videos, you know, what is going on here? I mean, Tom, what's happening? The Attorney General sends in the brown shirts into David's apartment and takes all of his stuff. What grounds do they have to do that?
Well, they had a search warrant issued by a Los Angeles judge at the behest of the Attorney General, Mark. We haven't seen that affidavit supporting them. They claim there is evidence of crime. They didn't articulate any charges. So it really was kind of a fishing expedition from the get-go. And the key to this is that Kamala Harris, that Attorney General, is now running for the U.S. Senate to replace Barbara Boxer, who, of course, is the most outspoken and, frankly, if you'll pardon me, obnoxious abortion advocate in the Congress. So on her website, she even asks for support for Planned Parenthood. So this is a clear conflict of interest, another abuse of office. And, again, we're going to fight back very aggressively.
Now, let me I also understand that David, you know, all the videos that he has, some of them have not been released. They're under an injunction by the National Abortion Federation and Planned Parenthood. So not even the ones that were leaked to the press a while back, which led to us actually devising this Project Week Link, or at least had a lot to do with it. There's still a lot of video that's not been released, and that was those videos were seized by the Attorney General's office. Is that right?
Well, that's right. David is still assessing, you know, what was taken and what's available still. But many of them were unreleased videos, not just those enjoined by the court in San Francisco. That's that RICO racketeering case we're defending there for him. But others that, in fact, I was with him the day before the raid in Orange County, and, you know, he was then working on editing another one for release. Well, guess what? Apparently they got it before it was released. So they're trying to suppress the truth here. It's just the same kind of thing that we see all over on the part of Stericycle and now on the part of the authorities. They're trying to keep the truth for the American people about the extent of this ghastly trade in aborted babies' bodies.
It's but we do have some good news coming out of this situation, don't we, Tom? Apparently you've retained someone that I think may be able to raise the stature of the defense for Mr. DeLayden.
Well, that's exactly the case. You know, a lot of our supporters and people on our side say, oh, my goodness, it looks like those who speak truth to power, as David does, you know, are about to be crushed by the overwhelming force of these big, high public officials. Well, I'm happy to tell you and your listeners that we just retained yesterday the former district attorney for L.A. County, the fellow who was in charge of all the prosecutors there for several terms, and he's now in private practice, and he's going to head up our defense against this effort by the Attorney General again to, you know, suppress and throttle David's protests. So we're well defended. We'll be out there working with Mr. Steve Cooley and his staff, and we're ready for another big battle, David. Mark, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I take it as a
David
compliment.
In mind. It's a David versus Goliath, and you're another David too. So
appreciate that.
You know, but David has a slingshot, and now we got some heavy hitters along with us.
We got some bigger guns. My guest has been Tom Brekka, and he is the president and chief counsel of the Thomas More Society. Go to thomasmoresociety.org, and folks, listen. I mean, I was in the courtroom with Mr. Brekka and Peter Breen this week, and it was a delight. I mean, we have a strong case. It was nice to see that they had four attorneys. Stericycle was loaded to bear against our pro bono attorneys and this little band, really. It is a little band of activists created equal, backed up by hundreds of thousands of pro-lifers praying. And it was just, it was a delight to see that, you know, the law still does matter in America. And when we wrote the Constitution, that we believed in equal justice under the law to protect the weak against the strong, it actually, in some cases, still works. And we're thankful for that. Tom Brackett, God bless you guys at the Thomas More Society. We'll be bringing up more of this in coming programs. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington,
your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal.
For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net.
createdequal.net.
Be sure to tune to the Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders
in the culture war.